Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden coming home early. A man in the wrong home, late. North Carolina overrides the veto, and New York City overrun. All coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden will leave for Japan today as planned, but he is not going to stop in Australia or Papua New Guinea as planned, because he's going to be getting back to D.C. to hammer out the details of the debt ceiling. We would default and the sky would fall and everything would come to an end on June 1st. That's Armageddon Day. Bottom line is, in these negotiations, do we keep spending money we don't have, or do we knock it off? Republicans want to increase the debt ceiling with spending cuts. Democrats want to increase the debt ceiling with no conditions and no change of behavior. And then, of course, we'll just do this all over again in a couple of years. A man entered the home of Joe Biden's national security advisor in the middle of the night, and the Secret Service agents who were there guarding the house never noticed. Jake Sullivan is the national security advisor, and a man walked into his house at 3 a.m. Sullivan confronted him, told him to leave. Reports say that the intruder was drunk, didn't know where he was. And if that's true, that looks really bad for the Secret Service. They couldn't keep a drunk guy out. North Carolina is one of six states with a Republican state legislature, House and Senate, but a Democrat governor. Well, the North Carolina legislature passed an abortion bill banning abortion after 12 weeks. The Democratic governor vetoed it, but unfortunately for him and fortunately for a lot of babies, the Republicans have a veto-proof majority. So the North Carolina House overrode the Democratic governor, 72-48, and it's expected that the Senate will do the same thing. If you've noticed, the border is not in the news anymore. This is our drive-by media. It's how it works. This tricks many people into thinking that it's fixed. Well, it's not in the news. The problem must have gone away. It's solved on its own. Wow, look at that. That's obviously not true. It's still happening, even if the media is not covering it. It is believed that 65,000 illegal immigrants have come to New York City so far. And the latest plan is to house them in schools. Now, they did this in Chicago, and residents on the South Side freaked out, but the school that they were talking about was no longer in use. New York City wants to house illegal immigrants in the gymnasiums of schools where there are kids still in school. Mayor Adams says he expects 15 more buses of illegal immigrants this week. Well, what do you expect? You're a sanctuary city, aren't you? I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with the message of the day. Next.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age, and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, after more than 3.5 years and tens of millions of taxpayer dollars, special counsel John Durham has issued a 300-page report on how the FBI botched the Russian collusion investigation. Now, you may remember another special counsel, Robert Mueller, found out after spending tens of millions of dollars that the Trump campaign had nothing to do with plots from Russia, and the accusation was engineered by the Hillary Clinton campaign. That was the Mueller report. The FBI, of course, knew that early on, but the Bureau chose to probe Russian collusion anyway to make Donald Trump look bad and possibly tilt the election to Hillary. Durham does not name names because he's part of the Washington establishment, but the culprits are former FBI Director James Comey, former Assistant Director Andrew McCabe, and the notorious Peter Strzok, who orchestrated the fraudulent investigation. All three were banished from the FBI, but will not be prosecuted in a court of law. Why not? Because Attorney General Merrick Garland is a Democrat who takes orders from another Democrat named Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the D.C. swamp, where powerful government agencies now actively interfere with presidential campaigns. It is a startling revelation that this country is that corrupt. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail on a message board. Daniel writes, Obama's third administration is now underway through frontman Joe Biden. None of this Biden stuff is incompetence. His goal is to tear down the USA as a majority of Americans know it and replace it with American Marxism. Pretty strong, Daniel. Now, you are entitled to hold that opinion that Biden is a Marxist, but you'd never be able to prove it, just so you know. But you're entitled to it. MG, Bill, I disagree with you. Biden's not guilty of cowardice. He's guilty of treason. This is not incompetence, lack of caring, or cowardice. This is a deliberate act put upon him by the hard left to flood the nation with foreign nationals who will eventually vote Democratic. I'm not going to disagree with that. I think that is why the progressive left favors this. Tom Campbell, Amarillo, Texas. Obviously, we know what today's problem is at the border. Looking a decade ahead, if we're able to elect a president and a legislator, we'll stop the uncontrolled flow of illegal immigration. What will we do about all those who have entered illegally? What an excellent question, Tom. U.S. government's not going to do anything about them. They're here. They're staying. They will not be expelled unless they commit a crime. There will be a new immigration law. And under that law, people who are here are going to be given amnesty. That's the only way the Democrats will sign on to it. So it's not going to be mass deportations if Trump is reelected and Congress goes Republican. That won't happen. In a moment, something you might not know.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield Online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Billionaire Elon Musk visited the U.S. Capitol a few weeks ago to discuss a controversial new trend in technology, the rise of artificial intelligence. From Microsoft to Google, nine major corporations are now competing to develop the latest self-learning software. While some hail AI as the biggest scientific breakthrough in a generation, others believe it will bring down humanity. Here's where AI will be in the next 15 years. The machines will impact our daily lives. Artificial intelligence will replace secretaries, personal assistants, telephone operators, translators. All cars will be self-driving by the year 2040. AI will also take over the medical industry. Companies like Pfizer are now deploying software to develop the next wave of drugs. A recent scientific breakthrough can detect pancreatic cancer, for example, and other diseases 6 years before a person shows any symptoms. Next up, journalism. Outlets like CNN, the Associated Press, and Reuters will use AI to create feature stories. The current technology can produce breaking news content as well, from research to publication, in less than 10 minutes. I don't know if that includes bias. Artificial intelligence will also fight America's next war. The Pentagon is already using software to fly drones, predict enemy movement, even pilot manned planes and helicopters. Finally, entertainment and business. Sophisticated algorithms will replace musicians, artists, comedy writers, and poets. And here's something else you might not know. Many people predict AI will make humans extinct. A writer for Science Magazine recently asked an artificial intelligence program called Chaos GPT to appraise the human race. Said the machine, quote, "Humans are among the most destructive and disgusting creatures on Earth. There's no doubt we must eliminate them before they cause more harm to our planet." I'd fire that machine. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.